sending and receiving data with the NRF, 24L01 wireless radio transceiver module. Have you tried the NRF 24L01 radio transceiver module from Nordic Semiconductors? Interested to know how it runs? This article will guide you on how to send and receive data on this device. Introduction. One of Nordic Semiconductor's flagship products is the NRF 24L01. It's still a popular wireless transceiver module, meaning it can both wirelessly transmit and receive data, even though it was released several years ago. Many hobbyists find this chip reliable and efficient when they're doing wireless. You'll be surprised at the amount of info available on the net regarding this. Though Nordic officially stopped development tool support for this product in lieu of its newer products, the NRF 52810, for example, it will still be available through the NRF's long-term parts availability statement. The NRF 24L01's latest silicon version is the NRF 24L01 Plus. It has improved wireless transmission parameters than its predecessor. Both versions, though, could satisfactorily accomplish simple wireless tasks. What are the capabilities of the NRF 24L01 Plus? The NRF 24L01 Plus is a 2.4 GHz wireless transceiver that operates through SPI, Serial Peripheral Interface. You'll be able to work on several internal registers in this device through SPI by using only an MCU. You can go as fast as 10 MHz on the SPI clock and use the three-level FIFO during both the transmit and receive cycles. The module can transmit and receive data wirelessly through its built antenna port. You can only transmit or receive, but not both, at any given moment. It has a special piping capability wherein you can have six transmitters talking to one receiver through the multi-sieve approach. Each transmitter should have its own unique address, and this should be matched with the receiver. The NRF 24L01 Plus can work in low, 250 kilobits per second, medium, 1 megabit per second, or fast, 2 megabits per second, data rates. It has its own data link layer called Enhanced Shock Burst. Enhanced Shock Burst takes care of all low-level wireless processes. It also abstracts other wireless transmission receiving states so that the user can concentrate on his application. Consequently, Enhanced Shock Burst tries to be flexible in its approach and allows users to customize their transmit, receive, and acknowledge operations. Here are the specs of NRF 24L01 Plus in a list. Worldwide, 2.4 GHz ISM band operation. Up to 2 megabits per second on-air data rate. Ultra-low power operation. 11.3 MATX at 0 dBm output power. 12.3 MARX at 2 megabits per second air data rate. 900 NA in power down. 22 MA in standby I. On-chip voltage regulator. 1.9 to 3. 6V supply range. Enhanced shock burst trademark. Automatic packet handling. Auto packet transaction handling. 6 data pipe multi-sieve trademark. 5V tolerant inputs. 4-pin SPI interface, 3-level FIFO, up to 10 MHz clock. Pin diagram of the NRF 24L01 Plus module. Pins name function. 1 VCC supply voltage. 2 GND ground. 3 CE chip enable. 4 CS chip select. 5 SCK SPI clock. 6 MOSI master out serial in data. 7 MISO MIDA in serial out data. 8 IRQ interrupt request pin. Wiring diagram. Wire the UNO and the Mega to the NRF 24L01 Plus modules, as seen above. The NRF 24L01 Plus module is interfaced via SPI. With this, you'll have to find the SPI ports of your Arduino. Here are the SPI ports for the Arduino Uno. CS10. SCK13, MOSI 11, MISO 12. Here are the SPI ports for the Mega 2560, CS53, SCK52, MOSI 51, MISO 50. The NRF module has a CE pin that's used to power up the transmit radio. You can use any extra digital port for this. The IRQ pin is exclusively used for more precise hardware-based packet handling. Since we'll be dealing with this in the firmware, you can omit connecting this pin. You may wonder why we didn't connect the three. 3 V-Power supply of the Arduino boards directly to the NRF modules. Instead, we connected it to a separate power supply. The reason for this is the NRF 24L01 Plus runs in burst mode when transmitting data. This burst mode can get a hefty amount of current from the power supply for brief moments. The Arduino boards have a simple power supply layout that might not be suited for this. Hence, a separate power supply was provided. After wiring it up, you can continue to write code in the Arduino IDE. Writing code. Since we are writing for the Arduino IDE, we must download a library for the NRF 24L01. An interesting library to download is the RF24 by TMRH20 and Avamander. It's really simple to use and has been tested through time. Go to Tools, Manage Libraries, then search for NRF24 to be able to download it. The Getting Started example firmware is a good place to start studying NRF24L01 firmware. You can find this by going to File, Examples, RF24, Getting Started. We'll use the Getting Started firmware as the base for our code. What are we going to do? We'll write a simple transmitter code for the UNO and a receiver code for the Mega 2560. Hopefully, this will help the reader understand basic transmitter and receiver functions on the NRF 24L01 Plus. Here is the transmitter code using the UNO. You can download the Arduino code here. First, include the necessary headers using Sketch. Include library and search for RF24. Next, instantiate the RF24 object as a radio with some pin parameters. The addressing scheme is abstracted away from the user through nodes. You'll be able to determine a proper transmit and receive pair through this. Then we declare the payload variable as float and a let underscore state flag as a byte. The setup code sets up the serial port. It initializes the transceiver and sets the PA, power amplifier, of the antenna. Then it readies the payload size to use. Next, a piping scheme is implemented. A receiver usually transmits an ACK packet after being transmitted to. Through Transmit Pipe 0, we'll be able to do this. By default, 2 pipes are enabled on the NRF 24L01, and we'll see the other pipe in the receive code next. Lastly, we put the radio in transmit mode. The loop code consists of choosing a payload and then writing it to the radio for transmission. The report variable determines if the transmission was properly acknowledged by the receiver. Here is the receiver code. You can download the Arduino code here. As in the transmitter code, radio instantiation is done. Next, radio number is now given the value 0 to identify it as a receiver. The setup code sets a status LED, initializes the serial port, and initializes the radio. Then the PA is set as well as the payload size. Next, a receiving pipe, pipe 1, is used to set the receive address of the transmitter node into this receive pipe. The last statement readies the chip in receiver mode. The loop code, as you can see, is waiting in receive mode. Once the receive address is matched, as what has been set up in the RadioBot open reading pipe, 1 address radio number statement, the code continues to receive the payload and process the values by blinking an LED. Conclusion. The NRF 24L01 is a reliable and easy-to-use transceiver module from Nordic Semiconductor. It's still a marketable device that's loved by many electronics hobbyists, even though it has been in the industry for quite a long time. Writing firmware in the Arduino environment on this device is easy. Wire it up, download its library, and you're all set to talk with your devices wirelessly. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Sending and Receiving Data with the NRF 24L01 Wireless Radio Transceiver Module. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.